initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation. Session 11, The Plan of Discipleship. Second Timothy 2:2. Of initiating spiritual growth in the church. This is the plan of discipleship. Second Timothy 2:2. God has given us a way of working out discipleship. That's something we can look at and duplicate. So what does he say? And the things which you've heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, these entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Okay, so, and the things, what he's talking about is Paul talking to Timothy. He writes a letter to this pastor, Timothy, that he trained. This way. This pastor is facing some difficulties. As you read through 1st, 2nd Timothy, Titus, you'll see different difficulties these pastors are experiencing. We won't focus on those things. But I'd like to just briefly mention the content that he says here and the things which you've heard from me, what Paul has taught them. Very clearly in 1st and 2nd Timothy, he mentioned the gospel truth. Because there is false teaching coming into the church. So Paul said, you take that truth. That's the content. He says the things, but really it's the gospel. But you know, all those things that I taught you, Timothy, and you, other people have heard, you can see Paul had held training sessions. He had individual training, he had group training. He says these things entrust to faithful men. What kind of people are we going to pass this on? We're going to paste it on those people who are faithful. Now, when we go back to our churches, we're going to say, oh, I heard so much about discipleship. Where do I start? Let me make a few suggestions here. Now, first of all, we're going to think about a few people. Start with the faithful people. The faithful people are those who are already listening. You're going to then teach them.
누구보다 분수했다면 돼요.
You see, you will pass those things on to faithful men who will be able to teach others.
누구보다 나는 누구 이기자 이지 만점만죠 공부리가 아멘에 원샷 자세트 가슴에 이지가 바꿔푼스에나.
We realize that we're very limited.
누구보다 우리 타이산비 시지 마카라 누구 체결하고 있어.
I figure maybe I can have 10 more years. I can go here and there.
And the man would enter his in a when a pango bit as a rat in his own house because of Kalandim Hamfu, so be that Zigoyo, that Zigoyo.
But I'm trying to reproduce the materials.
And
I'm trying to work with people, helping them to grow and teach. But you need to look for faithful men. What is a faithful person? Son, one who's faithful in character. There's a prioritizing of God's ways in their life. They're sensitive to God. So look around. Sisters can look for sisters. Brothers can look for brothers. Our success will be only great if we faithfully pass on God's truth to those who will further bring it up. Now, so say we go to a church, our church. And let me just use an example. Perhaps a pastor returns to his church. It might be a new church. There's only maybe 10 people. He's still doing a lot of evangelism. Maybe it's been there for several years, 30 people. Maybe it's 70 people, a larger church. Or a big, huge church. What are you going to do? You start taking this as a direction, a plan of discipleship. All the sheep need to be trained. But it's not going to happen overnight. Very rarely it happens overnight. God sometimes brings revival and people are faithful and they repent. That rarely happens, but it does. But we're going to imitate Jesus. We're going to imitate what Paul says. Your leaders might not be the most faithful people. Work with the faithful people. Maybe later, after you train some, they will become more faithful, interested. But you can give the overall vision of what God, you sense God wanting to do in the church.
So
you can identify maybe one person here. Because you're just starting, you want to identify a person here. And if you have them, identify two people there. Say you want to meet with them once a week. And you're
going to
be learning how to do it. Assuming you haven't done that mentoring before. You're
going to
meet down one-to-one with them.
Unless it's a brother with a sister, then of course you bring another sister. But as you do your child time, each class you're going to prepare ahead. You're
going
to be praying for that person. And you make a meeting time. How about if I come over here? I want you to come over for dinner and then I'd like to start this new plan with you. Meanwhile, you can introduce this whole plan to your church. And let them know, I'm going to start working with a few individuals. I don't mean to leave you out. But hopefully we'll be able to train everybody. If you have interest, let me know. That way you can avoid some offense, okay? But basically, you're trying to meet person to person to people who are faithful. Now the reason it's faithful is because you want them sooner than later to join you in discipling others. You might not be pastor and you might not have any influence in the church. That doesn't matter. So you just look, okay, Lord, I want to start training one person from each of the first two areas. You just start meeting with them. In the last session, I'm going to try to show you how you might do this. But basically, you're trying to set up that situation, look to God, Lord, I want to learn how to do this. Can you use me? Does that make sense? You got to start somewhere. And like Timothy, okay, you got to move on here. Your best leaders will come from this kind of training. Your best leaders will not come from those from other churches. You will always have conflict because you have different mindsets on how to conduct the church. Don't be in a hurry to share. I'm going to be discipling, working with people one to one. I have a vision that several of you can grow up and start discipling too. You don't know what that means, I know. I didn't know what it meant either, but I'm learning. I'm trying to learn from God. But I have a vision for the church. I like to see the people of God strong and God using them. And so what we're doing here is be able to train the church if we're in that position. And working with them. Now I'd like just to remind you, always try to confirm that that person really knows the Lord. That they love the Word of God. We're learning about ourselves. Am I teachable? Because they're going to learn from my life. And some things we're going to share is from our failures. What happens is this. You have one
person. And he trains, let's say, two people. These are faithful people. And after a couple months.
Ndipo vapita miezi ngapo.
You sense that they, you know, they could train somebody.
Mukona uli afika pa mlingo wangu kuti akweza kupinsanza.
In this child stage.
Ndino akadali wakanda.
And you begin to share with them some of the materials you have.
Ndekwamba kuganda nawo za zipangizo zimene muli nazo.
And you take them along and train somebody else.
Ndekwatenga kuti tiyeni tikapunzitse athu.
But they go along and they observe.
Ndena mapita kwa mapoyamba maonelera.
And while they're observing, you start to turn over responsibilities.
So the pamene akona mmene zimachikira, pamene pangono timamba kwapatsa modindo.
And you ask them afterwards, do you see how I'm doing this?
Ndeko mapita kwa zonse mafunso, kuti mukuona mmene ndikuchita izi.
Do you see what's being done in this first session?
Kodi mukuona zimene ndachita ndiyo se.
And as we begin to do these things, they begin to see how much they've been helped and willing to meet with a person. You know, if things go
consistently, you'll find out that, you know, if you're meeting, you start with two people and they have one or two people,
Ndipongati tikukumana pafupi ndipo tinamba ndawiri.
Then all of a sudden you're going to have a number of people that are on your team.
Madzidzi tikona kuti pali anthu ambiri amene ali mtimu yathu.
This is going to need more training. Training goals and young people.
So the akanda atafunika maphunziro ambiri kusana ndi achinyamata.
But you know, it's not that difficult.
Koma mudziwe ichi kuti sizovuta.
If you sense how God is teaching you that the prayer, and you could meet with them maybe 5-6 times, and they're faithful, they want to learn, you know, you'll just see them grow. Because before, they want answers, but they, no one gives them answers. While people observing these things, they're going to see in the background, this is not in the front, this is in the background, people that are growing. And maybe people starting to share testimony there, or at that youth group there. Other people wanting to be part of that training. It's a process. Now I want to close with this illustration. I had a grandfather who was a master plumber. Yeah, he could do everything very well around a house. But I want to describe two kinds of plumbers. So you have one guy who is very capable. And so he could fix any pipe, any problem anywhere, real quick. And you tried to figure it out, but it didn't work. So this man was very experienced. And he had some children. And so the children grow up. He's busy making sure all their pipes are good.
The
neighbors come over, hey, do you have some time to help me? Oh, sure.
The
sons grow up, they have grandchildren. And, you know, and they have their own homes. Oh, well, we need... Hey, Dad, can you come over and help fix this problem? Sure, I can help. And of course, the son's so delighted. Oh, now my house is working good. And I couldn't fix the electric, and now it's all working. You know, and the sons were growing, and the grandchildren were growing.
So no, now I never go cooler.
And then a son asked the dad, "Hey, can you come over? Help me." Oh, you know how much I'd like to. But my leg's not working too well anymore. I think I'm getting old. I think you're going to have to fix it yourself. I've fixed your house many times. I'm sure you know how to do it. Oh, sure, Dad, we'll take care of it. He puts his phone down. And the son's thinking, my dad has fixed this many a time. But I never watched him. I never did it. I remember my grandfather showing me how to do things. How to put pipes together. But you know, he never had me do it. So down to today, I'm not quite sure how to do it. His expertise never passed down to me. Think about another family. Same way, you have a dad, you have some sons. You have the grandchildren come up. But this dad was a bit different. He could fix everything.
But
he said, "Hey, come here. I want to show you how to do this." Oh, do I have to? Yeah, you have to. Okay, I'll come over here. And, hey, why don't you do it this time? Come on over. I don't know how to do it. I won't do as good a job as you. Oh, but you will. I'll help you. You come do this. Oh, okay, you're working on it.
Okay, get up on
sheet. How about we do it this way, over here? Pay attention to this. Okay. But what do I do now? Oh, you have to do this. Ah, you're doing a good job.
I'm a good job, you know.
Hey, you're going to be better than I someday. He trains his sons. Trains his daughters. They all can do it. There's a task ahead of us to make disciples of all nations. We need everybody doing it. We take what we have, our calling from God, and we equip people to do the work of the service, discipleship. If you train in this way, you have a strong team, a faithful team. You can change the content, improve it. People will forget that. But you know, they won't forget those times that you prayed with them when they were in trouble. And they'll be able to sit down and pray with somebody else. What a great task the Lord has given us. Make disciples of all nations. That's the task Jesus has called you. Why don't you do it Jesus' way? Do it Paul's way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love for us. Your willingness to give this task to us. Surely we're not able to do it. But no, you believe we can do it. You said all authority in heaven and earth are yours. You will do everything to equip us so we can equip others. Father, we pray that you take away our fears and give us victory. That we would have the faith, encouragement to go along and start discipling. That your disciples all around the world will go strong, bear fruit, bear much fruit, and bring glory to you, Father. Bless us and help us. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Concludes this session. Session 11, the plan of discipleship. Second Timothy 2:2. Initiating spiritual growth in the church. By Paul Bucknell. Translated from English into Chichewa by Roderick Banda. Produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.